Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 8. We just started the chapter in the previous episode, and in that episode, I spent quite a bit of focus on Paul's unique word here, condemnation. And I think I drove home the point pretty clearly that Paul is specifically saying in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, that in Christ there is no death. For those who are in Christ, there is no death. The penalty of sin is death, and we now have been moved out of that place of death into a place of life. Now, let's look specifically in verse 2 of how Paul explains how this process works. I believe this is the actual mechanics of the process of experiencing life and being moved from that place of death. Paul says in verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." Now, here's what I think Paul's saying. Remember, we spoke in previous episodes about this word law, the Greek word law, and I made it clear that there is only one word in the language for law, and so we're forced to interpret the meaning of that word in specific context. And in some context, we establish the fact that Paul's referring to the Old Testament law. In some cases, he's referring to the actual Ten Commandments. In other places, he's referring to the whole book of the law, the Mosaic law. And in other places, he's not referring to that. He's referring to the simple idea of legal things, legal principles. Maybe he's referring to natural law or civil law. And this is one of those cases where I believe Paul is referring to a principle. He's referring to a process that happens the same all the time. That's what is meant when we say a law, such as the law of gravity. The law of gravity works every single time, such that when you drop an object, it will fall to the ground. Newton discovered this when he sat under the apple tree, right? The apple fell on his head, and he came to the revelation that there is a law of gravity where there is this law, this force that is pulling things to the center of the earth. Now, there's other laws that operate as well. There's laws that can override laws. And so you have the law of aerodynamics that can override the law of gravity. Every time I'm in an airplane, I thank God for the law of aerodynamics. Otherwise, the plane would fall out of the sky. So you see the way law works. This is exactly what I believe Paul's doing in verse 2 of Romans chapter 8. He says, look, there is a law, there is a principle that works according to the Spirit. And the principle that works according to the Spirit is the principle of life. And that principle operates in Christ Jesus. And what happens when we are in Christ Jesus and the principle, the law of the Spirit of life, works against another law that used to work in our lives. And that law is the law of sin and death. Paul has made it very clear over and over that sin came, and through sin, death entered, therefore all died. And that is a law. That is a principle. Sin will always end in death. It is the natural, consequential result of sin. Death comes. And Paul says that law has been overridden. It has been overcome by a greater law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has overcome the law of sin and death. And this is such a powerful truth for us to understand. When we come into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, through our simple expression of faith in everything that He has done for us, the Spirit of God is poured out in our lives, and the Spirit always gives life. We looked at this in a few episodes previously. We went over into 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we looked at Paul's understanding of the law. We did that in chapter 7 of the book of Romans. And Paul's understanding of these categories is that they are absolutely mutually exclusive. Where the Spirit is, there is life. Wherever the law is, there is death. Wherever sin is, there is death. So whether it's the letter of the law or whether it's the power of sin, death always is the result of those things. But Jesus comes and he brings the work of the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of God is, there is life. There is no death in God. There is only life. And so that's why Romans 6 and 7 is so important, because God has dealt specifically with the two sources of death. One, the power of sin, and two, the power of the law. Both of those produce death in the life of the individual. And Jesus comes along and he reverses that process. He introduces a new law, a new principle at work in the life of the believer. And that is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So in this episode, I want us to focus on this truth, that this law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has been introduced now into our lives, and it has absolutely set us free from any principle of the law of sin and death in our lives. That is good news. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.